Now, I am joined in studio by none other than... Who am I?
Who am I? Yeah, I'm Debbie.
Debbie, my boss Debbie is here.
Boss Debbie. How are you, Michael?
I'm in great form, and yourself?
Not too bad, yeah. Okay.
Now, I'm going to play something first, and then it's going to lead into what we're going to be talking about.
Okay. Sea Change are rolling out a month-long national green ribbon campaign to encourage people in Ireland to end mental health stigma this May. 500,000 green ribbons will be distributed nationwide and free of charge as a visual symbol to end the stigma surrounding mental health difficulties.
It's time to end mental health stigma and discrimination. Lifeline will be interviewing Sea Change ambassadors throughout May in support of the Green Ribbon campaign. Wear the green ribbon this May to end mental health stigma and listen in to Lifeline to hear personal stories about mental health and recovery.
So tune in Tuesday, May the 8th until Friday, May the 11th from 9:30 till 10 o'clock to hear their own stories.
Now, Debbie, yesterday we went into the Mansion House for the launch event of the Green Ribbon.
Yeah. And as we know, like May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And after going in yesterday and hearing stories from people who suffer with their own mental health, and you know, as I said, it's good to talk and talk to somebody and to get help when you need it, because there is help out there. I know it could be better. We're working on it and trying to get instead. One thing that kind of just stood out in my mind yesterday in the Mansion House is when they spoke about people suffering with some sort of mental health difficulty having to go to an A&E department in a general hospital and sitting there for hours, which isn't the right place for them. And that's something that they're working on, and hopefully in time and nearer rather than later, they'll get that, where people can go and get immediate help with suffering with some mental health difficulty. But as we said, from next week, we're going to be speaking here on Lifeline to different ambassadors from Sea Change, and they're going to be telling us their own story and how they live on a daily basis with their own mental health. And coming up, we're starting the week, because as you know, it's a bank holiday on Monday. Coming up on Tuesday, we'll be talking to Rick. And Rick is originally from Canada and has lived in Ireland for the best part of 21 years. He has been diagnosed with bipolar at 26, and later was found to also experience borderline personality disorder. So Rick has experienced the highs and lows of his mental health difficulties and has depended on the help of others. Through this, he wishes to do the same for others by sharing his story. Rick refers to himself as a survivor, and like so many, needs to be seen and heard. So that's coming up on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we have Nicola, and Nicola is from Galway and first experienced mental health difficulties in her mid-20s after an incident with self-harm. 25 years later, Nicola uses the scar across her hand as a reminder to be self-compassionate. So in her own words, I experienced depression and bipolar. And Nicola will be in on Wednesday to speak about that. And on Thursday, we'll have James. And James is a 36-year-old successful business owner from Tullamore. James started experiencing mental health difficulties after the death of his baby girl and the breakdown of his relationship. After surviving a suicide attempt and being institutionalised, that's one word I find quite hard to say, James has found work keeps his head straight. So he'll be telling us his story as well. And on Friday we have Zoe, and Michael, you're going to be talking to Zoe.
Yes, and as usual, I don't have my notes here in front of me, so I can't tell you anything about Zoe.
But it's interesting.
You've got to listen here on Friday.
Friday to appear. And as I said, from 9:30 till 11 o'clock each morning next week, it will be all to do with Sea Change, mental health. And we'll have an ambassador on each morning from 9:30 till 10. And then from 10 to 11, we're hopefully going to be talking to organisations such as Shine, Aware, Pieta House, Jigsaw, all the organisations that help people. So we'll try get interviews with them as well and give out as many numbers and helplines as we can, because we have to stop as well mental health stigma in Ireland. That's the big point this year, the stigma.
Well, you mentioned what impressed you yesterday at the launch. What impressed me was I spoke to quite a number of senior politicians that arrived, and I was very impressed with the amount of politicians that arrived at what you might call reasonably low-key event in
yeah.
some ways. But they were there, and I spoke to them, the likes of Mary Lou MacDonald, the Lord Mayor himself, Minister Jim Daly, people like that. There was quite a few, and right across the board from all the different parties were there. And the one thing they kept saying, they all kept saying, was, one, we need more investment.
Yeah.
We recognise we need more investment in this field. And the other was, don't sit at home on your own, in your own head, thinking about this. Go out and get help. Mm. You know, you just got to go for it. You got to be brave. You got to get up and go for it.
And sometimes it's hard, I suppose, really, when you're probably feeling like that and you don't know who to turn to first. You don't know whether you want to talk, or you can even have the energy to talk, as one person said, like even getting out of the bed can be a really, really big struggle. So there is help online as well, but it is good to talk.
Yeah. And it's probably the hardest thing in your life to do.
Yeah.
When you're feeling like that, to get up and actually go out and seek that help. Because, you know, it's very difficult. People don't want, you know, if you're thinking about, you're sitting at home, other people don't want to come in and disturb you and get it. So you've got to really make that first effort.
Yeah. You just to talk. And like, I know some people can be a bit afraid of somebody who has a mental health difficulty. It's just they don't know what to say. They don't know how to approach the person. They don't know if they're going to say the right thing, the wrong thing. But, you know, just to talk to somebody and, you know, maybe it's a person you see every day in work and they look okay, but, you know, there's something there. Just say, are you okay? And then maybe they might just say, no, I'm actually not feeling okay and I need to talk. That's all they might need, just somebody to talk to.
Yeah, one of the people we spoke to as well yesterday was Professor Graeme Thornycroft.
Very
now,
good.
That's a difficult Thornycroft, one to get out. It's Professor Sir.
Sorry. Graeme. Very interesting man.
Yeah, very interesting.
I've listened to him all day.
But one of the things when I spoke to him we mentioned was, I doubt if there is a household, a family or household, either in Ireland or in the UK that hasn't been touched at one stage by somebody with a mental health issue or need. So, you know, it's out there. We've all been in contact with it. And, you know, as they say, touch wood, we may need these services ourselves at some stage.
Well, they say 1 in 8 have lived with someone with a mental health problem, and 1 in 5 have worked with or had a neighbour with a mental health problem, and 1 in 3 have a close friend who has experienced mental health problems. So it is, you know, and it has, and it will probably touch everybody at some stage in their life. Like as that girl said yesterday, I can't remember, her name was Joanne, I think, physical health, you know, like people, you can see a broken arm or, you know, we all get sick, no matter what, we all get some sort of a cold or whatever. And sometimes your mental health just gets unwell for a while. And it doesn't mean you're never going to get better again. You will get better with the right help. So, like, that's what she said, a mental health condition can feel just as bad as a physical condition and needs treatment and support as a physical condition. So there you go. So anyway, I'll leave you at that, Michael, and you're going to play some of the interviews from yesterday on today's show, and then next week
no,
it's not going
not
to be
on today's show. That'll
oh,
be on Tuesday.
Week, Tuesday.
On Tuesday we'll be
running ahead of myself. On Tuesday we'll keep it all for next week for and do look out for the green ribbons. They're everywhere, and do wear your green ribbon, because many did say yesterday went out
500,000.
Compared to when they started off,
5,000.
5,000, yeah. So it is, it's getting out there. And I know a lot of big companies are holding like seminars and getting the staff together and having like someone come in and talk about their mental health problem. You know, big companies are now taking on the fact, especially a lot of people are under stress in work and all, you know, so they need to talk as well. So the thing out there is just to talk and to get rid of stigma on mental health.
And the thing to remember, the green ribbons are free of charge. There's no, nobody's looking for money. It's just the thing of go in. And the one that I remember him saying yesterday was the Boots the Chemist.
Yeah.
Go into them and they should have the boxes of the green ribbons. Get one, put it on just to show your support.
Exactly, and in libraries as well. And that's what we said there in the promo. It's time to end mental health stigma and discrimination. That's the big one for this year. And so wear the green ribbon this May to end mental health stigma, and tune into Lifeline next week, every morning from 9:30 till 11 o'clock.